I want you to imagine a singular entertainment event. But, not just a massive summer blockbuster movie premiere or like a huge stadium concert tour.
Right.
I want you to imagine a product launch so unimaginably massive, so gravitationally heavy, that it literally forces multi-billion dollar companies like corporate giants, who usually fear absolutely nothing, to stockpile their rations, tear up their meticulously planned roadmaps, and just hide in the nearest bunker until the coast is clear.
Yeah, we are basically looking at a scenario where entire sectors of the global entertainment industry are treating a video game release like an impending natural disaster. I mean, the level of macroeconomic preparation happening behind the scenes right now is just staggering.
It really is. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring a massive, honestly eye-opening mega article from Teekin Game Magazine titled The GTA 6 Shadow. And our mission today is to look at exactly how Rockstar Games' upcoming Grand Theft Auto the 6 is entirely paralyzing the 2026 gaming release calendar. Okay, let's unpack this, because the crazy thing is, you don't even need to be a gamer to appreciate the sheer economic gravity of what's happening here. We are looking at a masterclass in market dominance.
We really are. And we need to frame this deep dive not just as a preview of, a highly anticipated title, but as an exploration of an absolute monopolistic market anomaly. What this article lays out so clearly is the psychological terror, and honestly, that is the correct clinical term for it at this point, that one single product is inflicting on its competitors.
And the article starts with a quote that just perfectly captures that baseline of fear. They highlight a recent interview with the art director at Asobo Studio, a team behind the critically acclaimed game A Plague Tale: Requiem.
Right, a very well-respected studio.
Exactly. And in this interview, the art director just completely dropped the polished corporate PR speak. He point blank likened the release of GTA 6 to a ravenous ogre that is going to indiscriminately devour the calendar.
Wow.
The implication was that nobody is trying to actually compete. The strategy is literally simply survival.
Well, to understand why a top-tier studio uses the word ogre to describe a competitor, we have to look at the historical precedent Rockstar established. Because back in 2013, Grand Theft Auto V generated an incomprehensible $1 billion in retail sales
In just 3 days.
in its first 3 days. Exactly.
Look right.
That is a velocity of revenue that makes Hollywood's highest-grossing titans, like, Avatar or The Avengers, look almost sluggish by comparison.
That is insane.
It is. And over a decade later, the market thirst has reached an absolute boiling point. Analysts are forecasting that GTA 6 will effortlessly shatter every existing record across all entertainment sectors combined.
And that sheer financial black hole creates what the article calls the attention vacuum. The piece argues that launching any other piece of media near GTA 6 is functional corporate suicide.
Yeah, completely.
Because it's not just about gamers having a limited amount of money at the cash register, right?
Yeah.
There is going to be an absolute media blackout online.
Oh, for sure. The digital infrastructure of game discovery is just going to completely break down for anyone else. Think about how games are marketed today.
Right.
You rely on top streamers on Twitch or famous YouTubers to play your game and show it to their millions of followers. But when GTA 6 launches, those creators are only going to broadcast GTA.
I mean, I assume that's not just a personal preference either. Like, they are businesses too. If I'm a Twitch streamer and my audience is screaming in the chat to see the new Vice City, I can't exactly fire up a quiet, independent puzzle game.
It goes way deeper than just audience demand, honestly. It's algorithmic survival. Platforms like YouTube operate on cold mathematical metrics, primarily click-through rate.
Right, the algorithm rules all.
Exactly. So if a content creator uploads a video of a brand new indie game during the GTA launch window, their own subscribers, who are actively searching for GTA content, will probably ignore that video.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, the algorithm sees that your own core audience isn't clicking, assumes your channel is declining in quality, and actively stops recommending your future videos. Playing anything other than GTA actively damages a creator's future earning potential.
That is wild. And you add that to the digital storefronts, like the PlayStation Network or Steam, whose algorithms are going to aggressively pin GTA to the top of the charts for months.
Literally months.
Releasing a game next to this isn't just bad timing. It's like trying to light a match in a hurricane. You might have a fantastic product, but the sheer noise and attention are so overwhelmingly focused on the main event that you functionally don't exist.
That's a great way to put it.
So if I'm a massive publisher like Ubisoft and I see this attention vacuum coming, my first instinct is just to hold my game back a month or two. But reading this article, a month doesn't seem like enough time to dodge a billion-dollar release. How exactly are the other AAA gaming giants physically reacting to this impending storm?
What's fascinating here is that we are witnessing an unprecedented sterilization of the late 2025 and entire 2026 release calendars. The industry is executing a frantic, highly orchestrated evacuation plan.
A literal evacuation.
Yes. Taking Game built an analytical table of this mass exodus, and the timeline shifts are drastic. Take Ubisoft, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
They've pushed their major AAA games, meaning their massive blockbuster budget titles like the Assassin's Creed franchise, all the way to late 2026 or even early 2027.
And the rationale the article gives for that specific delay is fascinating. It's not just about sharing the spotlight. It's about direct technological comparison.
Right.
Ubisoft realizes that if they launch an open-world game right next to Rockstar's brand-new state-of-the-art engine, their own virtual worlds would instantly look antiquated. I mean, the physics, the lighting, the artificial intelligence of the pedestrians, it would all look a generation behind if played back-to-back with GTA.
Oh, absolutely. And then you have the massive Western and Japanese role-playing games. These are titles that require over 100 hours of player commitment to complete. Mm-hmm. Publishers are officially pushing those into fiscal year 2027.
Because they know gamers are going to be dedicating those exact 100 hours exclusively to exploring the new Vice City map.
Exactly. Even the annual juggernauts are recalibrating. Call of Duty, which is famously a late fall release, is accelerating their schedule to launch in early summer 2025. It's a desperate attempt to grab consumer cash before the massive wave of GTA 6 pre-orders begins to drain bank accounts.
It is a complete reorganization of an entire global industry's roadmap based entirely on fear.
It really is.
But, you know, in the midst of this absolute mass panic, there's one studio intentionally running directly into the fire. The article calls them the brave exception.
S Game.
Yes, S Game. They are aggressively moving their highly anticipated title, Phantom Blade Zero, right into the eye of the storm for fall 2025.
And, you know, it seems like a suicidal business decision, but S Game's strategy is actually a masterclass in counter-programming.
Yeah.
You have to look at the mechanical structure of what Phantom Blade Zero actually is.
Okay, break that down for us.
It's a Wuxia fantasy game, a specific genre of Chinese martial arts fantasy characterized by hyper-stylized swordplay and mythical elements. It is incredibly dark, strictly linear, and ultra-fast-paced hack-and-slash combat.
Which is the absolute mechanical antithesis of what GTA is. GTA is a modern, gun-toting, darkly satirical, sprawling, open world.
Right, it's a calculated risk. S Game is looking at the math and realizing that even if 90% of the mainstream gaming market is entirely absorbed by GTA, that remaining 10% still represents millions of players who actively dislike the GTA formula.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't want a slow-paced satirical crime simulator. By offering a visual masterpiece that opposes Rockstar's design philosophy in every conceivable way, S Game isn't really competing. They're selling water in the desert to a very specific, thirsty demographic that feels alienated by the main event.
I see the logic of the counter-programming there, but let me push back a little on the broader panic from the rest of the industry.
Sure.
Because delaying these massive blockbuster games for an entire year like Ubisoft and the RPG makers are doing, that costs these studios millions and millions of dollars in extended development time and lost quarterly revenue, right?
Oh, massive amounts of money.
So why is everyone so absolutely certain that Rockstar's game will actually deliver on this world-ending hype? What if it's just, you know, a solid fun game, but not an industry breaker?
Well, that is the multi-billion dollar question underlying this entire evacuation. The industry's certainty comes from the sheer unprecedented scale of the product Rockstar is currently building.
Okay.
They have backed themselves into a corner where they must deliver a revolution because the financial stakes are unlike anything in human history. The leaked estimated budget for GTA 6 is between $1.5 to $2 billion.
Okay, let me just pause and give some context for that number, because it's genuinely hard to wrap your head around for a single piece of media.
It really is.
The most expensive movie ever made in the history of cinema was Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and that cost a mere $447 million. Rockstar is spending almost four times the budget of the most expensive Star Wars film ever produced.
Yep.
The article flat out states that if this game fails to meet its sales targets, it could entirely bankrupt their parent company, Take-Two Interactive.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Rockstar isn't just making a video game anymore. they are establishing a new virtual economy. That staggering $2 billion budget goes into technical details that sound almost absurd to a casual observer.
Like what?
For instance, the new map, set in the fictional state of Leonida, isn't just 2 to 3 times geographically larger than the previous game. The real terror for competing developers is the density.
Oh, the interior leaks. Yeah, the source suggests that up to 70% of the buildings in this massive world will have fully explorable interiors.
Yes, 7%.
For context, in GTA V, that number was around 5%. In a standard open world game, a skyscraper is essentially a painted cardboard box. The game engine doesn't have to think about what's inside.
Exactly.
But if 70% of the doors suddenly open, the engine has to constantly preload furniture, realistic lighting, and pedestrian pathfinding for every single city block you drive past. You're going from a Hollywood movie set facade to a fully functioning digital city.
Right. And a corporation does not recoup a $2 billion investment on interior design without an aggressive, meticulously planned monetization strategy. The base game will likely retail for the standard $70, simply to avoid a PR nightmare on day one.
Makes sense.
But the article details how Rockstar will almost certainly lock 3-day early access, exclusive online items, and special single-player missions behind premium and ultimate editions that could run anywhere from $100 to $150.
Wow.
They understand the psychology of fear of missing out. They know the hardcore fans will pay double just to be part of the cultural conversation on launch weekend.
And then there is the strategic delay of the PC version, which the article breaks down as the ultimate double-dipping tactic.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic move.
The PC port is supposedly delayed not just because it's technologically complex to optimize for thousands of different computer builds, but because it's a brilliant financial maneuver. They know desperate PC gamers will literally buy a PlayStation 5 and a $70 copy of the game just to play it at launch.
Absolutely.
And then a year or two later, when the definitive PC version comes out with better graphics and modding support, those same gamers will happily pay another $70 to buy the game a second time. It generated billions in pure profit during the GTA V lifecycle, and they have every reason to run the exact same playbook.
But, you know, this financial gravity extends far beyond just Rockstar's internal bank accounts.
Yes. Here's where it gets really interesting for the real-world physical economy. The article highlights an incredible halo effect on the retail sector. Massive brick-and-mortar chains like GameStop and Best Buy are relying on this single software release for their yearly survival. Because when a casual gamer walks into a physical store to buy a copy of GTA 6, they rarely just leave with the game.
No, they always buy extras.
Right. They walk out with a new $70 controller, a $150 headset, expensive external solid-state drives, and PlayStation Network gift cards. The profit margins on actual video games are incredibly thin for retailers. The peripheral market is where the real retail profit lives, and Rockstar is going to single-handedly prop up those physical stores for the fiscal year.
However, generating a world with 70% explorable interiors, dynamic global illumination, and hyper-realistic physics requires an unimaginable amount of computational processing power. And that triggers massive collateral damage in the hardware and development sectors.
The hardware stress test. The article breaks down how Rockstar's upgraded internal engine is basically going to torture our current generation of consoles.
Torture is the right word.
The technical analysis explains that they are squeezing every last drop out of the older RDNA 2 architecture. For those of you listening who don't build PCs on the weekends, RDNA 2 is essentially the graphics brain inside the base PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X.
Right, which was great a few years ago.
Exactly. It was cutting edge then. But it's starting to show its age against a $2 billion game. The base consoles might be permanently locked at a 1440p resolution and only 30 frames per second. And the Xbox Series S, you know, the cheaper digital-only console.
Oh, man.
It is described as an absolute nightmare for the engine programmers because it has a very limited pool of RAM. It's like trying to assemble a massive, complex architectural blueprint on a tiny folding card table. There just isn't enough working memory to hold all the pieces at once.
And this impending technical bottleneck creates a really unique hardware synergy for the console manufacturers. Because Sony is perfectly aware that their base PS5 is going to struggle to run this massive simulation seamlessly.
So what's their play?
That is precisely why they intentionally aligned the launch window of their new upgraded PS5 Pro console with the release of GTA 6. The PS5 Pro utilizes a proprietary technology called PSSR.
Which is what exactly?
It's essentially AI-driven upscaling. Instead of the console's hardware rendering every single pixel on the screen, which is exhausting and causes frame rate drops, the AI intelligently hallucinates the missing pixels. This saves massive amounts of processing power.
Oh, wow.
Because of this technology, the PS5 Pro will likely be the only way to achieve that buttery smooth 60 frames per second with advanced lighting features. Upgrading won't just be a luxury for hardcore tech enthusiasts. It will be a technical necessity for the definitive gameplay experience.
I mean, it's arguably the greatest unwritten marketing synergy in gaming history. Sony doesn't even have to bundle the game. The game just sells the console by default. But the hardware isn't the only thing being stressed to the breaking point. It's the human talent across the entire industry. The brain drain occurring behind the scenes right now is wild. Armed with this basically limitless $2 billion budget, Rockstar has been systematically poaching the absolute elite programmers, AI architects, and sound designers from rival studios.
Yeah, they're offering astronomical compensation packages, doubling salaries, and providing massive stock options that smaller studios simply cannot match.
How can you compete with that?
You can't. There's a devastating quote in the source material from an executive at a major European studio. He lamented losing his lead animation director, a developer who had spent 2 years building their internal animation system, to Rockstar.
Oh, that hurts.
The executive said, "We aren't competing with a company anymore. We are competing with a sovereign nation's GDP."
That quote is chilling, and it highlights just how uneven the playing field has become. Which leads perfectly into perhaps the most tragic consequence of this entire deep dive, which is the indie extinction event.
Yeah, this is the dark side of it all.
We talked earlier about how massive publishers like Ubisoft have the luxury of delaying their games for a year to hide from the hurricane. But small independent studios, the AA and indie developers, they can't just pause their operations.
Now they have bills to pay.
Exactly. They don't have hundreds of millions in cash reserves sitting in the bank. They have to launch their games on time to pay their employees rent and salaries.
But launching in the shadow of GTA 6 guarantees death by algorithmic suppression, which we discussed earlier with the YouTube and Twitch click-through rates. There will be a total media drought.
Yeah.
No major site will review their game. No streamer will broadcast it.
It's just a void.
And even if they miraculously survive the algorithm, they're going to run face first into severe gamer fatigue.
Right. The sheer mental exhaustion of the consumer. Yeah. After spending 150 hours navigating the hyper-chaotic, overstimulating world of Vice City, learning complex controls, managing multiple digital economies, gamers just aren't going to have the mental bandwidth to immediately start a new niche narrative experience. It's a tragic reality for you as the listener to consider. Yes, as consumers, you are getting a historical boundary-pushing masterpiece. But the hidden cost is that you might lose out on dozens of unique, intimate, smaller experiences because the studios that made them simply went bankrupt in the crossfire of this launch.
It perfectly contextualizes why this current ecosystem is so unsustainable. Concentrating all the elite technical talent and all the consumer capital into one mega studio creates a vacuum that starves the middle class of the industry.
But, you know, there is a massive flaw in this entire run-and-hide strategy from the AAA publishers. You can only hide if you know exactly when the monster is going to attack. And right now, nobody actually knows when GTA 6 is coming out.
The wild card of the delay. Rockstar's organizational history proves they have zero fear of delaying a product for months or even a year to achieve absolute technical perfection. Both GTA V and Red Dead Redemption 2 suffered multiple significant delays from their original announcements.
Right, so when is it supposed to drop?
The current official release window is fall 2025. But Teakin Games financial analysts believe the probability of it slipping to spring 2026 is exceptionally high.
And that agonizing uncertainty is exactly why the rivals are completely paralyzed. They literally do not know when they're supposed to run away.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Imagine being a studio executive. You spend millions of dollars delaying your massive RPG to spring 2026 to avoid GTA in fall 2025. Then Rockstar announces a six-month delay right into spring 2026. You've just run directly into the very buzzsaw you sacrificed your quarterly earnings to avoid. It's a psychological nightmare.
It forces us to render a final verdict on this monopolistic titan. Is this level of market dominance a blessing or a curse for the medium? Because the reality is, it is undeniably both.
Okay, let's start with the blessings.
On the positive side, the blessings are clear. GTA 6 will introduce millions of dormant, casual gamers back into the active industry ecosystem. It will inject massive financial blood into the hardware market, moving millions of consoles graphics cards and monitors. And it will set a terrifying but necessary new standard for dynamic storytelling and artificial intelligence simulation.
But the curses are equally potent. We're looking at the potential financial ruin of smaller indie studios who get caught in the blast radius. There is the monopolistic concentration of programming talent. And finally, what the article calls the toxic elevation of gamer expectations.
That's a big one.
From now on, whenever a mid-tier studio releases a standard open-world game, players will inevitably ask, why aren't 70% of these buildings explorable? Why isn't this exactly as detailed as GTA?
Completely ignoring the fact that the developer didn't have a $2 billion budget or a decade to build it.
So what does this all mean? For you listening, it means that Grand Theft Auto 6 is no longer just a piece of entertainment software. It represents the absolute collision of art, software engineering, sociology, and raw capitalism. Sometime in the near future, we are going to experience the most fluid, hyper-realistic digital simulator in human history. But it will be an ancient, opulent feast, and it will be paid for with the blood and bankruptcy of smaller studios caught under the feet of the final boss.
This raises an important question, one that expands beyond just the video game industry. If a single piece of interactive media has grown so gargantuan that it can suck all the oxygen out of a multi-billion-dollar gaming calendar, how will the rest of the entertainment world react?
That's a great point.
When GTA 6 finally locks in its concrete release date, will Hollywood film studios have to start delaying their blockbuster movie premieres? Will massive streaming platforms have to evacuate the release dates of their flagship television shows just to avoid competing with the launch weekend of a video game?
It's wild to think about. A single video game dictating the entire global entertainment schedule, from the movie theater down to the digital storefront. We want to thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the media landscapes around you. And remember, the next time you hear a massive corporation using polished PR to tell you everything is fine, just imagine them scrambling down into a bunker, boarding up the windows, and hiding from the ogre.